This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
9 years old. That's how old Melody Buzzard is, or was, the last time anyone outside her mother's orbit saw her. 9 years old. Small for her age, brown eyes, brown hair, a kid who should have been in a classroom somewhere in Lompoc, California, learning multiplication tables and begging to go to school, book fairs. Instead, she is gone, vanished into a fog of silence and half answers that sound less like confusion and more like strategy. And as of this recording, no arrests and no answers. This case doesn't begin with a kidnapping call or a frantic parent or television begging for her child's safe return. It begins with a school administrator who finally noticed a name that hadn't shown up for months. That's how it started. Paperwork, not panic. On October 14th of 2025, Lompoc Unified School District called the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office to report that one of their students, 9-year-old Melody Buzzard, hadn't attended school for so long that even the system, which often looks the other way, couldn't ignore anymore. Deputies go to the family's home on Mars Avenue. They knock, and they find a mother, 35-year-old Ashley Buzzard. They don't find Melody. There's no quick explanation, no child staying with relatives, no freshly signed homeschool affidavit, just Ashley alone in a vague response that investigators later called. No verifiable information, no clear timeline, no proof of life, nothing they could cross-check. And right there, that absence of a simple answer, that's the final real moment everyone should have realized something terrible had already happened. From there, detectives start working backwards, tracing what they now call the critical window, October 7th to October 10th. Those 3 days hold the key. On October 7th, surveillance cameras at a local rental car business catch something that would later make headlines. Ashley and Melody walk in together. Melody is wearing a hooded sweatshirt pulled tight around her face and what appears to be a dark wig. Not a hat, not a toy wig for fun, an adult wig that changes her appearance. Like you do with your kid. Put on this wig! Authorities believe it was deliberate. The image is haunting. A child standing beside her mother in disguise at the start of a journey that ends with her disappearance. Ashley rents a white Chevrolet Malibu, California plate 9MNG101 and drives out of Lompoc. Investigators have pieced together enough to say she went at least as far as Nebraska, maybe through Utah and Colorado, and on the way back likely passed through Kansas. A 1,500-mile one-way drive. On October 10th, the same car returns to California. This time, Ashley is the only person in it. Melody is nowhere to be found. That's the part that should freeze you. A mother takes a cross-country trip with her 9-year-old, comes home alone, and 4 days later tells no one where her child is. The car is no longer in her possession. The rental company gets it back. It becomes a piece of evidence. And when detectives show up at her door on October 14th, she says nothing that makes sense. Nothing they can verify. By that point, the FBI is looped in. The sheriff's office classifies Melody as an at-risk missing child. They release her description, about 4'6", roughly 60 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. They emphasize that her appearance may have changed, which is another way of saying they don't know what she looks like now. It's a bureaucratic way of describing the unimaginable. Now, here's where the story turns from strange to infuriating, if you're not already there, because as of now, Ashley Buzzard has not been arrested. She hasn't been charged with a single crime. She's not sitting in a cell being pressed for answers. She's in Lompoc, a free woman. And when the sheriff's office describes her to reporters, the words they use is uncooperative. That's it, uncooperative. Cases like this blow my mind. I don't know if it's because in my mind, maybe in yours too, you have this thought that, you know, if my child were to go missing and there's evidence of me
making her go missing, going and driving far, far away, disguising her, not showing back up with her, not answering the question, not saying, oh, she's with relatives for, you know, a couple of weeks. She's going to just not giving an answer. You would think that would be the recipe for immediate arrest. It's not. It is not. And we've seen this in so many cases. And you know what happens? The kid ends up dead. While the bureaucratic system tries to figure out what to do, well, it fumbles with itself. Look at Lori Vallow Daybell. They were checking on her, and she just gave answers, and that's all she had to do. Okay. Okay, ma'am. On our way. And that, it works that way, not because the officers are lazy, not because they don't want to do their job, because that's how the system is designed. They are doing their job. They can't just arrest, I guess. Think about how insane this is. If your child goes missing, you call 911, you cry on television, you hand over your phone, your passwords, your timeline, you beg people to look, you do anything. You don't clam up, you don't refuse to explain, you don't hire silence as your attorney. The only people who chose silence in a missing child case are the people who don't want your child to be found. And in this case, that looks a lot like mom. If that's not the case, mom, how about you speak the fuck up? Please. It is your duty. It is not an option. Family members have told People magazine that they haven't seen Melody in years. Not months, years. Ashley, they say, kept her daughter isolated, blocked relatives from calling or visiting, and invented excuses that grew more erratic over time. One relative said Ashley wouldn't let anyone near her and described her as mentally unstable, paranoid, convinced the world was out to hurt her. Maybe those are exaggerations, maybe not. I'm going to lean in the camp of my opinion of probably not. But if you line them up with the facts, no school attendance, no recent photos, a wig and road trip combo, the pattern starts looking less like protective parenting and more like a controlled disappearance out of convenience. So why hasn't she been arrested? The answer sits in the gray zone between suspicion and evidence. Law enforcement can't arrest someone just for being the last person with a missing child, even if it's your own, I guess. They need probable cause. How this isn't probable cause is beyond me. Proof that a crime occurred. Well, here's a missing person. I would think that might be a crime, don't you? If Ashley tells investigators that Melody is alive somewhere, staying with someone safe, they have to disprove that before they can charge her. I know, it's pretty fucked up. It means the criminal, if she's a criminal, can pretty much say anything they want, and they have to prove that that's not true. It doesn't work out well. It is a broken piece of our system. And unless they find physical evidence, a body, a phone ping, and a location that contradicts her story, a witness who saw something, they're stuck. It is how the system works. It's horrible. If you want it changed, well, then you better choose better people when you vote. That's the cruel paradox here. The person who may have the answers doesn't have to share them. And the law protects her right not to. But the court of public reason does not work that way. Out here in the real world, we look at behavior. And Ashley Buzzard's behavior screams alarm bells. She isolates her child from everyone. She disguises her child. She drives 1,500 miles and comes back alone. Then she shuts down and refuses to help. That's not confusion. That's intent. And I think any parent who is seeing this going on would be more than happy to strap this bitch down and waterboard her until she fucking talks. But unfortunately, that's not what we can do here. The wig itself is chilling. You can almost picture that moment at the counter. A clerk printing papers, the fluorescent lights humming, the mother tapping her card, the little girl shifting beside her, hood up, hair that doesn't match the picture on her ID. It's a scene straight out of 1,000 abduction documentaries, except this time the abductor is mom. Allegedly.
Investigators have said they're pursuing multi-state data points. That means plate reading hits along interstates, credit card transactions, gas station cameras, cell tower pings, and rental car telematics. They are doing their job. They are investigating. I am not trying to slam the investigators here, so let's be very clear about that. The system is broken. They are working within the confines of our fucked up system. Again, you want that part to change? Then you need to vote. And you need to take a few moments to decide who you're voting for and what their actual policies are on crime and what you want changed. That's how that stuff changes. Not a podcaster bitching about it. Not you holding a sign in someone's yard. Not you retweeting how horrible this is. Yes, all that shit is real and all that shit is horrible. But if you actually want to get ahead of this shit, then put people in power that can actually change the laws. The GPS breadcrumbs that modern vehicles automatically log, they're also being looked at. Every stop along that route could hold a clue, a security camera, a receipt, a witness. The problem is time. Every day that passes, video gets overwritten, data cycles out, and the trail grows colder. The public wants to know why there was no Amber Alert, because when people hear 9-year-old missing, they expect that shrill tone on their phone and that flashing banner across the interstate. But Amber Alerts, they too have bureaucratic bullshit behind them. They have to have specific rules. There has to be a credible evidence of an abduction and an immediate danger to life. And investigators can't prove she was abducted. If technically the mother had lawful custody, they can't trigger the system. So even with the FBI involved, there's no blaring alert, no national mobilization, just a quiet database entry that says, at-risk missing child. There's another layer here, too. The school system's role. Record show Melody was listed as an independent study program earlier that fall, listed as being in it, but the paperwork doesn't line up. California law requires homeschooling affidavits. There wasn't one filed, which means the child was essentially invisible to any official oversight for nearly a year. And California's got a big problem with this, by the way. You want to dig another rabbit hole? Go see how many kids went missing after COVID that never came back to class, that never showed back up. You will be shocked. When teachers don't see a kid, when attendance flags get ignored, when no one from child welfare double checks because there's not enough people to do the fucking job, that's how 9-year-olds disappear without anyone noticing until it's too late. Because their child welfare system is a fucking joke. You can feel the timeline tightening like a noose. October 7th, wig and rental car. October 10th, mother returns alone. October 14th, school calls authorities. And by the time the first press release goes out, the trail is already 7 days cold. What we know about Ashley's mindset comes mostly from those who used to be in her life. They describe volatility, paranoia, a growing sense that she didn't trust anyone. You know, all the great signs of a mom. Some call it mental instability. Others think it's narcissism. The belief that she alone knows what's best and everyone else is the enemy. Those two traits often overlap. Isolation becomes control. Control becomes secrecy. Secrecy becomes a trap the child can't escape and eventually becomes the victim of. What's equally terrifying is how calm the official messaging is. The sheriff's office says they're continuing to investigate. The FBI updates its listing once in a while with newly released images. The press conferences are professional, procedural, sterile, but behind the curtain, you can imagine the real panic. Because if Melody is alive every day, Lost could be the one that ends that, if it already isn't there. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic here, but odds are Melody's probably dead. And if she's not, every day is lost as evidence decays. So where is Ashley Buzzard right now? Well, she's in California, still free. She has not been taken into custody, not charged, not even publicly declared a suspect. I know. How does this happen? Well, we operate with a system that we choose not to fix. Investigators have described her as uncooperative, but nothing more. And maybe there is another side to it. This is all my opinion and based on the facts of what we know right now. Maybe there is another side to this story. Then you better fucking tell it. They haven't said whether her passport or phone are under monitoring. They won't reveal whether search warrants have been served. In other words, she's living her life while the rest of us wonder where her child is, just like Vallow Daybell did. If this feels wrong to you, that's because it is. The system protects the rights of the accused until they're accused of nothing. And then the system protects inertia. And that's what this looks like, a standoff between what everyone knows instinctively and what can be proven on paper. For the FBI, this case sits in the same category as a dozen other parental concealment cases that hover on the edge between family court dispute and felony crime. It's tricky because the parent has partial legal rights, but those rights don't extend to making a child vanish. So investigators have to build a timeline precise enough to prove intent to conceal or harm, and that takes time, subpoenas, and data correlation, while the clock ticks and the public loses interest. But I don't think this one fades away quietly, not with images like that, mother and daughter at the rental counter, the little girl in a wig. The image alone will burn into people's minds. Let's talk about motive, because it's the only question left. Why would a mother do this? There are theories. Custody paranoia, fear of losing control, a mental health break, or something far darker. But no matter which path you take, the end point is the same. A child cut off from the world and a parent unwilling to explain. And yet through all of it, Ashley hasn't slipped up publicly. No press conference, no on-camera plea, no statements through an attorney, just silence. That's its own kind of a confession. The silence is a wall. You can almost feel investigators banging their fists against it, knowing the answers are on the other side, but unable to legally break through without something solid. Maybe a digital trail will crack it. Maybe a surveillance clip from a Nebraska gas station will. Maybe someone who saw them on the road will finally realize what they saw. That's what the FBI is betting on. Meanwhile, we have to sit in this uncomfortable space between missing and justice. The space where a mother can take her child away, come home alone, and still sleep in her own bed while the rest of us try to piece together what happened. If you ask me, there's only one logical reason for the behavior we're seeing. Ashley Buzzard knows exactly where Melody is. The question is whether she's willing or able to tell the truth. And that's where it stands. 9 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, last seen October 7th in a wig and a hoodie at a car rental counter. Her mother drove 1,500 miles to Nebraska and back, returned home October 10th, contacted by deputies October 14th. Uncooperative silence, no arrest, no charges, no Melody. So what do we do with that? We keep saying her name, we keep talking about the story until someone who saw that bitch, I mean that white Malibu between California and Nebraska, remembers something. Because maybe it's not too late. Maybe she's still out there, waiting for someone to notice. And if you saw anything, any sighting of Ashley Buzzard or a young girl between October 7th and October 10th, call the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office. Their number is 805-681-4150. Or their anonymous line at 805-681-4171. Or the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. Because the truth is simple. Silence protects no one. And until the silence breaks, Melody Buzzard is still missing. And that should haunt every single one of us. If you know anything, let authorities know now. Share this too. Share this with anybody that you think may have been along that route. Anyone that may have any sort of information. We know how this story usually ends. I don't have high hopes that it's not going to end the same way. And we're going to look back and go, well, what if we had gotten some piece of information sooner?
Yeah.
When Tony Brewski will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.